Thank you, and good afternoon. This morning, the Humboldt County Drug Task Force and Sheriff's deputies served a search warrant at a residence in the 1800 block of California Street in Eureka. The search warrant was a part of an ongoing investigation into narcotic sales, and law enforcement contacted 49-year-old Kyle Abbott and 49-year-old Todd Freeman, both of whom had felony warrants out in their name. A search of the residence turned up methamphetamine and heroin, and during the search, 50-year-old wanted felon Wayman Starrett knocked on the front door, and he was arrested as well. All three were booked into county jail on various charges. Thursday morning, the U.S. Coast Guard rescued a man who was stuck in his vehicle at the Humboldt Bay North Jetty. For unknown reasons, the man drove his vehicle into the jetty at a time when high surf and high tides were pounding the rocks, and the vehicle became disabled shortly after, putting him in danger. A Coast Guard helicopter and a lifeboat were sent out to the scene, and the man was able to be airlifted to safety uninjured. The vehicle, however, remains on the jetty and won't be recovered until conditions are conducive for such an operation. A U.S. district judge has ruled that the city of Eureka and Eureka police officers were dismissed from the lawsuit brought on by the mother of Darren Borges. The 42-year-old was arrested after taking off his clothes in public, and he was later found dead in the county jail in June of 2014. Lab analysis revealed that he died due to acute methamphetamine intoxication. The family of Borges filed a $10 million lawsuit in October of 2014, claiming that officers used unreasonable force and that they did not summon medical assistance. The district judge granted a summary judgment, clearing the city and EPD of any wrongdoing in Borges' death. Dan Squire has state news.
The region is known as the Emerald Triangle because of its history with the underground marijuana industry. And now that the legalization of marijuana at the state level continues to spread, state legislators have taken steps to protect local brands of marijuana, much in the same way California wines are protected from misleading marketing. State Senator Mike McGuire has introduced Senate Bill 175 that builds on existing regulations in Prop 64 and the Medical Marijuana Act that prohibit manufacturers and distributors of marijuana from using names or images of the state of California or its counties, unless the marijuana is produced here. McGuire's bill extends to names that are similar to local names and prohibits their use in advertising and the sale of cannabis as well.
Thank you, Dan. The 52nd annual Trinidad to Clam Beach Run is set to start tomorrow, as north of 1,200 participants will trudge through the waters of the Little River at Moonstone Beach. This year's race will honor former Humboldt State track coach Ford Hess, who created the run in 1965 in an effort to get students active. The race begins at 11:30, followed by shorter distance races at 12:30 and 1:30 respectively. Water main maintenance work at Eureka facilities located on Harrison K Street will resume throughout next week. There will be no interruption to water services, but crews will work from 6 at night until 6 in the morning. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In this week's Chamber of Commerce news, we take a look back at local chamber events that took place across the county in the month of January. Last Friday, the Eureka Chamber of Commerce celebrated their 126th anniversary with an awards banquet at the Sequoia Conference Center. This is the annual Tom Cook Award to County School Superintendent Dr. Gary Eagles, while other awards were given to Best Western Plus Humboldt Bay Inn, Barbara Groom of Lost Coast Brewery, and Picky 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 Store. The Arcata Chamber of Commerce held their first mixer of the year, and members are preparing for their annual membership awards dinner that will be held on February 25th. The event also features a live auction, which serves as an annual fundraiser. The Fortuna Chamber of Commerce will hold its second annual State of the City breakfast on February 2nd, and their own awards dinner and auction will follow 2 weeks after. The McKinleyville Chamber of Commerce nominated the Arcata Fire District for its Nonprofit of the Year Award, recognizing the Fire District's service to Arcata, McKinleyville, Manila, and Sunnybrae for over 100 years. Eureka police arrested 41-year-old Gerald Girardin following a vehicle investigation in the 600 block of 16th Street. Girardin, who had two felony warrants out in his name, was found by officers asleep in the driver's seat. Following a search of the vehicle, officers located an AR-15 rifle, ammo, and a syringe loaded with heroin. Girardin was booked into county jail on various charges. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.